This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. It's Brad Bree, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
So we're asking you the question, do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? If you've listened to the show earlier on, we managed to speak to Jaya Das, who is the managing director of Randstad for Malaysia and Singapore, about how 87% of respondents feel as though they're not skilled enough and would like to be reskilled. Let us know what you think about this. We have polls running on both Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, you can let us know via WhatsApp, 01878988899. Before we move on to our next story, though, of course, we have an update from the FBM KLCI at break, courtesy of Christine.
Yep. So at the moment, the KLCI is up by 0.56% at 1,575 points. Active stocks include PDZ Holdings Berhad, Vortex Consolidated Berhad, and Iris Corp Berhad. And the ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.2 against the British pound at 5.3 and against the Sing dollar at 3.06.
Thank you very much, Chris. Mm-hmm. If you've missed any part of this show so far, don't forget, very shortly, you can download the podcast via the BFM app. It is available, of course, via Google Play or on the Apple App Store. And, of course, you can listen to it on Spotify as well. Now, it's time to get creative when hiring. Now, this is something that I found really interesting. So, when we look at the US in particular, this is something that's happening in the US right now, and I can really see this moving over. So even as the pandemic is wreaking havoc on jobs, many employers, especially across the US, whether they're small and large, are still hiring, and COVID-19 is pushing them to adopt new and creative recruiting strategies. And this is kind of reflected in what we've just been hearing from Jaya. Mm-hmm. So not long ago, the big hiring challenge often was finding enough job candidates. But with employment rates in some places at 11%, the focus for employers with jobs to fill has shifted to how to hire people given the restrictions imposed by the pandemic, of course. So replacing in-person interviews with video conferencing platforms like Zoom isn't as easy as you might think, according to hiring experts. And forget wooing job candidates with office perks when the workplace is remote, because that's probably one of the biggest perks there is. Mm-hmm. Here's looking at some hiring practices that are working for some employers. First off, a warm welcome. Make job candidates feel valued. And this is from Beth Kelly. She is the president of HR Collaborative. Mm-hmm. She's seen an uptick in work assembling and mailing welcome pack for employers, a pack full of swag, employer information, and other reading material. Mm. Employers are also hiring her company to coordinate personalized videos, such as greetings from the company's president or CEO, or a friendly hello from a prospective employee's post-pandemic desk mate. Now, I find that a little odd, you know? I don't know who I'm going to be sitting across from, but having a pen pal, desk pal, write to me, you know, as that person who would have to write that note to a prospective employee, I'd find that a little weird.
That is strange. For me, where I have some hesitance is sending your potential employee information about the company, because if they're going for the job interview, they should be able to do their own research.
Correct. But according to what she's saying, she's been doing HR work for 35 years. And this is the first time she's seen such quick acceptance of some pretty dramatic changes in the way that they operate with each other.
All right, fair
understandably.
Enough. Yep.
The next one, a four-hour hiring process. So speed up your hiring process. And this is according to Travis Coates. He's the chief operating officer of a division of Teleperformance. They are a Paris-based business process outsourcing firm that works with a bunch of healthcare companies. They aim to hire 15,000 American customer service representatives for clients over the next 3 months, which is a large amount. And it's from a logistical standpoint, I can't imagine how they're going to do it. So what they've done is they've turned its virtual hiring process into a near science. After group phone interviews, individual follow-ups, and final interviews with a potential manager, on average, he says successful candidates can receive job offers just 3 or 4 hours after their first interview. Wow. The key, he says, is to optimize your scheduling so a prospective boss can set aside specific blocks of time for final interviews, all dependent on who makes it through to the final stage. Mm. So those individual interviews, because we've gotten so good at it, probably only 20 to 30 minutes long, typically.
Okay.
Another one, there's another staffing firm called Frontline Source Group. They've had all virtual hiring process for years, according to the company's CEO. They're now helping FEMA hire more than 750 workers to staff COVID-19 testing facilities throughout Texas, amongst other projects. So it was pretty bad because it happened so quick. They ranked 3,363 on last year's Inc. 5,000 list. Long-distance hiring, he says, may become more common in the coming months. And if you don't already have the technology to hire virtually, it's time to catch up. There's more employer demand in the workplace than what you're seeing on TV. Mm. Companies are hiring. There's still opportunity out there. You may, over in the US, have 11% unemployment right now, but that means 89% are still working. So keep that in mind. Mm. You know, I mean, there are ways and means that we've spoken about, but one of the if you remember not too long ago when we spoke to HR people, they were saying that the problem that they had is that they were overwhelmed by applications.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to kind of filter through some of those applications. Mm-hmm. People just don't have time whilst they're in an office to do that. Perhaps if they have a little bit more time whilst they're working from home, mm-hmm, to spread that load amongst people, they might.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's interesting because one of the things in this article is about making your potential employee feel welcomed already, which I think is important. I just don't know if, video greetings and a welcome packet are quite the way to go about that.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a bit difficult for companies to get across their work culture when, you know, your prospective employee is not even allowed to come to the office.
Mm-mm.
But I think whatever you do to try and make your prospective employee feel welcome has to be authentic to your company.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, for example, forcing like a telemarketing company to film a video being like, hi, welcome to, that won't feel authentic, right?
It feels like a video game almost, you know? And something that's kind of been set a little bit in the future. It's like, welcome to your new cubicle. Ooh. Where you can sit down and feel surrounded by your, you know, it's got that kind of vibe to it.
Which, if that's what you're going for, great.
Yeah.
But, I don't know
but
that
we don't
work
all want to
every...
work at Facebook, do we?
I do, however, really love the shortened amount of interviews and the 3 to 4 hour window thing. I think that is really good. I think you do have to sort of get into a groove if you're going to do that. And I think scheduling that specific time for final interviews is a very good idea and would help with the workload as well.
And I think for employers, the idea of kind of, you know, because overturn of staff potentially is going to be a lot quicker.
Yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily always, depending on what the company is, of course, always have to have the very best, the very top, the very cream of the crop kind of employees, because it's likely that somebody else will come along very shortly afterwards.
And also, I mean, there by default has to be a cream of the crop, which means there's a crop, but not everything in the crop is going to be bad, you know?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
On that note, let's take a short break. Before, though, we are running that poll, of course. Do you feel skilled enough to stay employed? Let us know. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Again, if you're out on the roads, take care. It's raining quite heavily where we are. I don't know about where you are. We've got music up next, though, from Elastica with Connection. We'll be back with our final story of the day in just a moment here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.